Well, sounds like you're alive, but I can't identify who you are by that,
Well, it doesn't look like anybody's at the restaurant yet.
Hopefully there's power.
Well, I mean, there's people, just not the Saturday crowd.
I'm being entertained by some person here in the search of their drive trying to park alongside. And she's doing like a backup, forward, backup, two wheels up on the sidewalk, jerking it. Yeah, I was like, I don't think she's ever driven a car before. It's looking like somebody trying to double park, and there's no cars around her to be in her way to double park, but she's going back and forth about a half dozen times. Maybe she's got it figured out. Yeah, the brake lights are off. I don't know, but I just had my entertainment for the morning.
I would like a quad espresso macchiato. That'll do. Thank you.
I copied that last transmission.
Why am I so early?
I guess it's a weird morning. Because your order came over my radio.
He said they were out of short cups, so they put it in the call. You been to California Burgers? I'll take that as a maybe.
I'm sorry, I was busy with a neighbor who is 100% blind, and he's looking for somebody, and just helping him get himself in place.
No problem. Baby Pierre. Where are you at, Phil? Too loud. Square Lake and Telegraph. Just leaving my neighborhood. Where are you at? Hello? Just hang on. Oh, sorry about that. I was gabbing. Yeah, where are you at? Well, I left way too early because the phone in my kitchen is, or the phone, the clock in my kitchen is way the hell off. And we just pulled up. It's like, ugh. All right, same new spot. I'm still probably 15 out. Will do. W8FU. The question that haunts me is, why haven't you fixed your clock? I didn't know it was off until I got out on the road, and then I looked at the clock in the car and I went, what the hell? What the hell am I on the road at 10 to 7, 10 to 8? Okay. We had a momentary power blitz before I left the house. There are two clocks that have to always be reset when that happens, the microwave and the oven. I wish they had battery backups. Yeah, well, besides being an annoyance, doesn't really hurt anything. You probably use other clocks for telling time. I think it should be mandatory that if you have a digital electronic clock and have to have a battery backup. Oh well. See you there. Maybe if you... First world problems, Phil. First world problems.
What other kind do I have?
Oh, cow. Looking a little ominous out to the west. We got something rolling in?
Yeah, it's a little, it's quite overcast where I am.
Yeah, it's dark down here, so, alright. Alright, we'll see you when you get here. W8FU.
AVAP.
WDAKLL.
KLL, this is K8RUH.
So good morning, Anthony. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. How about yourself?
Oh, I can't complain. Sitting here waking up, drinking my coffee, and that's about it.
Cool, yeah, I'm just at a cider mill. I was just in the car moving my car. I got my mom and daughter are doing a craft show, unfortunately, outside, and it's sprinkling here. So I was just moving my car, turned the radio on, heard you call out, and figured I'd say hello.
Okay, roger that. Well, you're down with your family. That's good. Whereabouts are you located at?
Currently, I'm in Casco. I'm at, what would this be, County Line in 26-ish?
Okay, yep. I'm up here, actually in Grand Blanc, but I'm off the Holly. I got two repeaters up here. I can hit the FBI. They got a Flint one and then a Holly one. Both work for the FBI.
Cool. Yeah, I'm usually on the Warren FBI. Right now I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater on the, that's part of the Central Michigan.
Yeah, very good. What radio are you using right now?
ICOM 2730A, it's a mobile.
Okay, yeah, dual bander, I believe. I looked at the ICOM 5100 or what have you, but I ended up going with Yaesu. I'm all Yaesu. I got a 991A for my base and 510 for my mobile.
Cool. Yeah, I'm all over the board. I don't have any one type of radio, unfortunately. I wish I had stayed a little more consistent, but I got a couple Yaesu HTs. I got this ICOM, and then at the house I got a FTM 100 that's in the garage. And so no consistency here, but maybe over time I'll sell a few things and buy a few things and gain some consistency.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Do you have your general or do you do the HF stuff at all or no?
Nope. Right now, still just a tech. I keep talking about how I need to study to get a general. I definitely would like to just continue to find other things to do than study.
Yeah, no problem there. I ended up having back surgery back in 2024, and it kind of led me into the radio hobby, but started out with GMRS and then decided I wanted to get my ham ticket. So that's all been since the first of the year, so I've been having a ball.
I just need to find some time. Once I do, I'll be all in.
Yep, yep. It's all about priorities for sure. My priorities changed, and I got into radio and been focused on it ever since. But been loving the HF side of things. I put a half wave end fed wire up, and gosh, been getting out all over the place with that and having a ball.
That's awesome. Hey, I gotta let you go. I should probably get out of the car and go back and see my mom and my daughter. So I will catch up with you soon. This is KERUH. Have a great day. Hopefully this weather clears up a little bit. I thought it was supposed to be sunny, but who knows? So have a great day, 7-3, and I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, Anthony. You have a great day. Good talking with you. Go have fun with your daughter and your mother-in-law there. We'll talk at you later. WDAKLL will be clear. WDAKLL.
WAPD. Good morning, sir. NAWRO.
What's up?
Not a whole heck of a lot. Getting some steps in the backyard before it rains. I think we might get a little rain. Actually, it's drizzling right now. How about you? Did you go to breakfast this morning?
I was going to. I got up in time and everything else. Then I just got lazy. Then I got unlazy and I went and cut the grass.
Wally, we're still here. It's not too late.
By the time I get there, you guys will be having lunch. It's quite a drive for me, actually. Probably 30 minutes. So, but thank you for the offer, Don.
That's fun. Hey, Wally, in a late invite right there in real time. Yeah, you're lucky you fit that in because you were going to get a little drizzle today, I think.
Hey, Wally. Hey, Don.
No, this is
perfect. Sorry. Oh, Sean. Oh, yeah. Okay, no problem. Thank you. Appreciate it. So, all's good.
All right, I'll let you go. We're in the restaurant. It's a little noisy. I just wanted to say that.
I'm going to pass this back over to Donald. WAFU.
Happy belated birthday,
WAFU. I think it's yours yesterday, wasn't it? Okay, Tim, back to you.
Spoke to Mike this morning, NHVDZ, on DMR, and he was heading out to that breakfast, too. Good signal. He's going to be camping at Algonac for the coming week.
Oh, that's good. Maybe we should go visit him. It's not that bad of a run for us.
Well, he's going to bring his POTA equipment, and I was thinking he might not be able to make the net on Thursday. But no, Skywarn Jeff, has activated Skywarn twice from that park this summer. So with that equipment, he's going to be able to hit it fine, NAWRO.
Oh, yeah. And then there's All-Star and Ground Wire. There's all sorts of ways you can get at it.
Sean had to reset the network Thursday. I don't know if you heard about that, because Tom couldn't get in. And then once he did that, it was by Echolink. No problem. He could hit it. Something was kerfluffled with that connection.
Okay. Yeah, I've never played with Echolink. I did with All-Star. I thought All-Star was a tad newer. So I have all sorts of All-Star nodes set up here. I never really got into the Echolink thing, but it's the same purpose. So next time I see you, I got to show you this little toy that some of the other hams have been playing around with. Those little rapid radio type things, they're kind of fun. I mean, they're just actually lame, but it's neat learning about them. I mean, that's all, you know. All of us radio geeks like to learn about what's out there.
All right, let me try that again. I'm kind of familiar with those, Wally. Remember, I got that one. I forget the brand name, pretty cheap. But it's just slightly different because it's on that Zello network. But, boy, I tell you, they do work. You know, my son Ben in Tacoma, Washington, has the other one. Tiny little, looks like a handy-talkie, more related to a cell phone, of course. It is pretty cool because you tap the PTT and you're going straight to Tacoma, Washington. It's awesome. So there's something to look at, that's for sure.
What I think is fun is, like, some of them, Eric, for example, if you ever met him, you know, we all like to reverse engineer things. Like, how does this work? What do they do? Where do they carry it? What's the idea? Is it sustainable? You know what I'm saying? All that fun stuff. So that's the part that intrigues me more than anything else about it. I think there was more than one person there.
Well, for what it's worth, I think for our group, those POC radios could be more potentially useful than, for example, that Meshtastic thing. I think that was, at least in this area, a flash in the pan.
Yeah, but with like most technologies, you don't know. It may come back. You know, somebody might put a few repeaters here and there, and all of a sudden, poof, there it is. You know, you just don't know. But at least we all got a starting point. If it does, you know, revitalize itself, at least we all kind of know, you know, where is it, what's it doing, you know. It's sort of another packet radio system. This is really weird. Who's trying to get in?
WDAP, I say. I wasn't trying, but I'll try now.
Welcome. WAPD here, and AWRO as well.
Name is Bob, and I'll be in here until the band opening goes away near Toledo, Ohio.
Well, welcome, Bob. This is Tim in AWRO in Richmond, North Macomb, and yeah, you're definitely coming in Lima, Charlie. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Bob, what are you coming on, 2.6?
No, I'm on 2.175. I haven't scanned around yet. I know this. Repeaters, these repeaters are linked together, but and see if I can find some of the other frequencies.
I'll have to look. I think 217, I can look real quick. I think 2.175 is the one in Detroit. Hold on. Tim, go ahead.
Yeah, Yeah, I was going to say I don't have the dashboard or my chart in front of me because I'm on an HT in the backyard. But, yeah, good signal. I'm going to reverse it. Go back to Bob. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, normally when the band chains out, I can bring it up and I'm extremely noisy. So, you know, I'm relying on morning ducting. You're hearing the 35 watts into a 17-foot diamond. The base of the diamond's at about 30 feet. That's a fed with LMR 400.
That's not a bad little setup for a home.
Yeah, well, look me up on QRZ sometime. I'm in an association, but they let me have antennas. And my dad was an engineer, so when this place was being built back in 02, I have two sets of double mounts. The two sets of double mounts are 9 feet apart on either side of the peak. And I have the same amount of wood as the stud thickness is from the inside of the wall to the outside. And each brace, I had to put two pieces back to back and make that thickness. And they're about maybe 2 or 3 feet from top to bottom. And then, you know, the width of the studs. So it's the two studs on either side, and then the brace all incorporated as one for both top and bottom. And then my dad made a diagram of where they were, so all my friends had to do was measure and drill. So I'm living in my two-story tower with two separate mounts. I have a 17-footer on this one, and on the other one, because there's more antennas, I have a two-section diamond on the top of that. And you'd be amazed sometimes just because, you know how in VHF and UHF work, the different spots and locations? Well, sometimes the two-section antenna will outperform the larger one just because it's in a better spot. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to that. Let me see if I have this. I do. I think there's a lot to that. You know, you could put all the resources in the world at it, you know, get everything the way you want it and everything else, and then somebody else's just performs better because where it's at. I do think that there is that what you're saying there, I think that holds merit. Some people just get lucky. What was the other one? The 100 down there, Tim? I know there was another one down there in Warren that's, I mean, it's respectable, but it's like super duper coverage.
Well, Bob, I remember you from before. You had a QSO with the group up here prior to that saying about how you're condo was custom built so that I suppose on the outside you don't see much on that, and the diamond you're running, that is awesome. Wally and me have the shortest diamond vertical. I think it's an X30, I think is what they call it, but that your system is awesome there. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, and I wanted it to where there wouldn't be any rotors, and, you know, because I'm totally blind and have some other health issues, and so I can't, and the roof is steep. And also, you know, my help's getting older, so I wanted it to where it didn't have to be revisited a lot. So, yeah, I have three over-the-air TV antennas pointed in specific directions, and I even used attenuators to get them exact, and then, you know, locked them down, and then took the attenuation out. A small scanner beam, an FM broadcast beam, a DirecTV dish, only because a friend of mine is paying for that for me, and the two verticals, and then I have a dipole for a fan dipole for 80, 40, 20, 17, and 10. And once we get it back up, I just got a new roof and gutters on the place. Will be a 6 meter loop, and that's my setup, and I'm very thankful for it. We have to figure out a spot for the loop now because we're not putting it back on the roof. The roofing company was even nice enough to put me a mount in the center to the center part of my dipole, right in the center part of the building. There's two large condos under the same roof with a fire break, sound deadening, you know, nice in between. The only dipole that doesn't fit 100% is the 75 meters, but we've got a plan for that as soon as my friend gets his truck back. So I got most of the bands back, and I did have a little bit of inside damage before we caught the roof. I got to get that looked at upstairs. I'm on the first floor, luckily, so. But anyway, the roof's all on, the gutters, and I went from 5-inch gutters to 6-inch gutters. I went from 5-inch gutters to 6-inch gutters, and this roofing company was amazing. They let me feel things and explained everything to me, sent me videos so I could have other sighted people look at them, and they said the exact same thing. I mean, you couldn't have asked for a nicer company. So anyway, I'm getting the antennas back, the ones that had to be taken down, which was the low-band dipole and the 6-meter loop. The other stuff was mounted to the side of the building, so it didn't matter. Yeah, I'm doing great. WDA-PIC.
So I have a question. Are you using the 6-inch gutter as an antenna? Because I do see YouTube videos about people doing that.
No, I didn't. I didn't do anything with that. I couldn't have, but, you know. No, I did not. All my antennas are resonant, as in no tuner required. That works the best. I mean, if that's all you had, yes. In fact, you could even go as far as you wanted to. Hey, can I have this gutter broken up in the middle and put an insulator in there so I could use it as a dipole? But I didn't. You know, I'm using the, you know, my other antennas. Like I said, the association has been wonderful. We got special permission to do this. As long as it's mounted to the building, and now the FCC has come out with some rules for that, too. So, you know. And by the way, from the outside, of course, obviously you can see the antennas. But even my feed lines, I've got about 4-inch diameter PVC that comes down the building that's the same color as the siding. And all the, in two places, and all the coaxes are inside of that. And then there's a breakout box at the bottom so that the larger coaxes have a larger area to bend in. And, you know, so it looks very professional. And then we drilled some 4-inch holes in my sill plate above the foundation to get it into the basement.
Let me see if I got it here. Hey, Bob, that sounds pretty interesting. You invited QRZ to take a look, so I was going to look it up. Can you go over your call sign again? I'm a November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar. The name is Tim. And I've got your call sign is Whiskey Delta 8, Papa India Charlie. Is that correct? Over to Bob.
Yes, that is as correct as it can be.
Go ahead, Wally.
Guys, I'm going to step out. I got to go downstairs and solder wire. Trying to make another brand microphone work for these Tate radios because I refuse to pay $100 and some for a basic microphone for this radio. So I will talk to you guys later. Go ahead, Bob. I think it was. Go back to WB. Step out.
Okay, and my dad would pronounce the silent L jokingly and say solder. WDAPIC.
That's funny you say that because it's the same thing for my dad. Solder, I guess.
Well, if the invite's open, I think I will drop in on your QRZ. You said you got it right up there, and I'll take a look, if that's okay, in 8WRO.
Yeah, well, of course it's okay. Yeah, my friends, I'm not a computer user, but my friends have taken some good quality pictures and written a little write-up. And the only thing you'll see in there is you'll see one leg of my dipole. It's not that way anymore. It's totally on the building. But the other antennas you'll see in there are correct. So you'll get a good picture of what I have, which I'm very thankful and blessed with, you know. I got the help. I got some good help. And like I said, I did this so that it doesn't have to be revisited. You know, there's no rotors or anything physical. I mean, obviously, if something gets hit by lightning and I got to replace it, and I can't prevent that, but you know what I mean. I wanted to try and think it out to where I would have good performance, but yet it wouldn't have to be visited a lot. And that's the way it is. And like one of the other news commentators from the past would say, because I'm 64 and I remember, well, I will be 64 in October, and that's the way it is.
Now that's Walter. Isn't that Walter Cronkite, I believe? I remember that one too. So listen, I appreciate the QSO. I will check it out. And you have a good one, and hopefully we'll talk later. This is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, North Macomb County, Michigan. You have a good one, Bob. I'll listen out after you.
Okay, and I'll have to hunt around and see if I can find some of the other repeaters that are linked in here. I know it is. I just haven't done it yet. I've been a ham since 78, so if that gives you any idea. 5 months premature and 1 pound back in 1961. Asthma, epilepsy, fluid in the legs, and a diaper. But you'll never hear me complain. And you can tease me all you want, and I'll tease you back, because I can't make anything go away, and I love life. General class and loving ham radio, WDAPIC, Sylvania, Ohio, 5 miles west of Toledo.
Okay, sir. Have a good one. Pleasant QSO. Enjoyed talking with you. NAWRO.
And I'll be here until the band conditions go away. WDAPIC. WDAPIC. Back on the tone after working Moline. I've done that before, but I heard him in there and wanted to say good morning to him. Anyway, WDAPIC near Toledo listening.
Man, there was something I was going to do, and now I can't remember what. Talking a little bit too long. It happens when you get older. You can't remember for those longer periods. Yeah, there's something. I remember we were talking, and I thought, oh, I could do that after breakfast. And then I thought, no, I got to go watch the ball game at noon. So I said, well, I'll do it later. And now I can't remember what that thing was.
What did you do?
For the life of me, I can't remember. Somebody suggested something, and I thought, oh, that's something I could do. And, I don't know. It'll come to me when I stop thinking about it, you know? It's one of them tip-of-your-tongue things.
Did it involve money?
No, I don't think so. You know, radio, I got a radio I'm giving to somebody. Maybe I was thinking about going out there and doing that. I don't know. That doesn't sound like it was it. Somebody said something. I said, oh, yeah, I'll do that. I said, whatever. Not important. Hello, everyone. What's shaking? I'm going home to watch the ball game now.
Hey, Beta. Yeah, I'm just waking up late. Very late start to the morning.
Yeah, this is kind of late. I mean, I don't know if you just got up, but I've done that. I did that a couple of weeks ago. I got up, and it was after 10 for sure. I'm like, holy cow. I guess you need it, you know? If you do it, I guess you need it.
Yeah, anytime it's like rainy, overcast, it seems like that's when it happens. But yeah, I was up late. No particular reason. Just was watching videos, going down rat holes.
All righty, backing in the drive here. I'm going to get inside and figure out, probably get yelled at for not bringing a carryout home for the YL. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Catch you later. WHFU. I still can't remember.
The only thing I remember is you said you were going to send me a link to a Discord server. KFHCWF.
And I did. Should have that. Where are you?
I just leaving my neighborhood and heading to Berkeley for an appointment. Where are you?
Oh, just sitting around watching cat videos in the form of college football. I was the game I want to watch isn't on those 7. I was almost thinking about running out your way and dropping off Steve's radio so we can start playing.
Depending on what time USPS delivers a package, if you decide to do that, you could pick up the printed color manual for the receiver, too. I have two of them supposedly being delivered today, out for delivery. I'll believe it when I see it. I don't know when that will be.
Okay, well, maybe I'll hang loose for that word on that. Maybe I'll use that as an excuse.
Yeah, I should be heading down to Berkeley right now, but I don't think I'll be there terribly long. I'll let you back home after that, I think. I'll let you know if, when, what shows up.
What time does your, is it USPS or UPS? Never hear that one correctly. When does it usually come?
Around this time, usually between about 12 and 2, and it is USPS, I think. I'm driving. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is because I got the informed delivery thing this morning.
Afternoon.
Hello, YARP. What's shaking? Everything okay?
Well, as okay as they can be, I just try to stay busy. I heard you out there this morning heading to breakfast, and it kind of sounded like you were heading in a bit earlier than normal. but also at a time where I might actually be interested in going. So has the Saturday breakfast been kind of slowly getting earlier or something?
Yeah, everybody's there pretty much by 8. You know, get stragglers coming in until 8:30, but yeah, most people are there by 8. Not much before that. I was going by about 10:02, and I didn't see any of the early birds. Len is usually an early bird, and Hugh, and I didn't see either one of them at 10:02. So 8 o'clock, I'd say, is kind of the new first early birds.
Well, that being the case, I might actually try to show up to one of those then, although I tend to eat on the early side for breakfast, I guess, compared to the average Saturday breakfast person. So maybe I would just end up showing up a bit early and just ordering my breakfast before everybody else so that I get something in me or something. I'm assuming it's still at the cozy. You guys got like a special area you're sitting in?
Yeah, if you got there ahead of schedule, just say I'm with the hams, and I'll take you right to. We take the whole row. There's a bunch of tables that are in front of like a wall, and like a half wall. And we usually get all them tables that are alongside that half wall.
Okay, fair enough. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, Alpcat. Good to hear you. Yeah, I've been known to get to a breakfast once in a while, but usually, not lately. Make it known or something. I'll see if I can get myself down there for an early one.
I'm not much of an early bird anymore. Excuse me.
And it's about a half hour down there, but be happy to join if the planets aligned. John?
Yeah, we'll have to keep tabs on that. What just happened? I was just trying to search for something, and it... My Google Foo is now... Oh, there we go. I see what happened here. Okay. I digress. Sorry about that. I was trying to search for... What is the stock microphone for an IC-706 Mark IIG? And I typed it in, and I hit enter, and I don't know where the hell the search went. It, for some reason, pulled it up in a sidebar. Weird. Sorry.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. Don, you'll find this amusing. My UHF rig is a Kenwood 2000 with 1.2 gig.
Yeah, you know, I've been known to make a jab in Sean's direction and people in his... with his level of experience and expertise, with all these, with the proliferation of all these 9700s, and of course, TS2000s or whatever, why aren't there any local 1.2 repeaters on the air? You know? Gotta do what you gotta do.
Well, I actually have a Kenwood V7 in the basement I keep thinking about bringing up and hooking up to actually use for the VHF, UHF side. Because I have the ICOM 756 Pro 2 for HF, but I haven't really done much HF the last few years because my main antenna came down about 3-4 years ago, and then that super mega mast that I had that was like almost 50 foot long of aluminum rod that I had my Diamond X500 on the top of, and then a 135-foot Carolina Windham stretched out. That came down a couple years ago in an ice storm. But that was up for a good long time. That was up for at least a quarter century. Didn't cause any damage to the chimney or the mounting straps or anything. Just bent the damn thing into a big letter L. Busted the tip right off of the X510, too. So now the only HF antenna I have up is a POS wet noodle that I think I already told you about before, which is the some cush crap vertical that I thought would be a good replacement for my old R5, only to find out that mother frickin' junk apparently owned Cushcraft at the time of the design of this thing, and boy does it show. Went through a lot of effort to try to get it together. Holes were misaligned. I had to re-drill stuff to get the thing to work, and it technically works from 10 through 17. I can't get 20 to work at all, and but it just is such a poor performer, and I paid like over $450 for it, and I'm just depressed about all of that. So I guess it's an opportunity to try to figure out what the heck I want to do with the whole HF situation here. Maybe start all over and try to find a whole new mast assembly and everything, because I still have the, I probably should run all new coax on it. Anyway, I guess if there's a whole kind of sit down, try to figure out what I want to do to so that I actually get myself on the air. Because if I had a decent setup, I would get on the air, you know? Sean? WIDO.
Alright, X.
Got a break in there. Was that Chris? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, there was a time when there were 5 1.2 gigahertz repeaters in the area. Sean may remember. I think even WDET had one on the WDET building, but I heard that one got stolen out of the building. But I don't know anything about it. Let's see, there was another one in Southfield, and can't remember where the rest were. There was 2 of them in Wayne County, one at the WDET building and another one in I believe, Westland. Hey, you can still get them. D-Star repeaters, ICOM has 1200 megahertz repeaters, and they can run analog or D-Star, but they're not mixed mode.
Let me see if I've got it. Yeah, I think a lot of that predates my experience, but I've mentioned it more in jest a few times lately. I thought that there had been repeaters in the area ages ago, but wasn't aware of anything now, and I don't think there is anything now to my knowledge. But the proliferation of radios that have 1.2 in it, either out of the box or as an option, it's being vastly underutilized. And anyway, it was just I was going to comment. Yeah, if you get some plans or something like that, you know, we have the means to get some hands and legs and bodies over there to help out. So be happy to try to help and maybe get something done before winter, so you've got them on the airtime. But I'm going to sign out here for a minute. I'm going to run into Starbucks and get my afternoon brew and get back in. So I'll catch you guys short time. Sean, KADB.
Alrighty. Yeah, well, you give me the hardware and I'll get one up. No problem. Problem is you don't run into hardware like that. You just got to crack out the checkbook for that. So I tend to put up repeaters where the hardware tends to be available through my profession. So 1.2 gig repeaters ain't bad. But if I had the hardware, I'd get one up. Anywho, I just got an interesting text I have to tend to here, so I've got to deal with it, and I will be listening and back in a few. W8FU, Harp.
Okay. Yeah, I know, Sean, you and I kind of dabbled briefly on 1.2 Simplex a few months back, and then I think the last time I played on 1.2 was probably 15 or something plus years ago with Jim W1IK. He had the Super Mega 1.2 tri-band ICOM rig that was literally a brick. I'm not sure if he had any other 1.2 gig radio, but at that time there were at least two that you could get into on the area, but that's all I know about that. Anyway, I'm going to bail too. I'm going to try to attend to a couple of chores and, like I said earlier, keep myself busy. So I think it was Chris. Go ahead and listen out. W8 up.
Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Does anyone know anything about the GMARC event, GM Amateur Radio Club event, that's supposed to be being held at the Packard Proving Grounds?
K8BAB.
W8FU.
Just getting ready to run into Tractor Supply, but Marion and I thought we would say hello.
You know, by the time I fuddled around with my controls, I caught the but thought we'd say hello, and I didn't quite catch who it was. Was that Wally? Can't quite tell.
Yeah, it's Wally and Marion. He says, oh, there's Mr. F.U. So we decided to say hi. And we're running into Tractor Supply right now, but heard you there and didn't want you to go unrecognized. We just let you know you have two friends out here.
Well, I appreciate that. I called you on P25 a few times. Wanted to see if you were watching your nephew. I was watching the game. Doesn't look like they got him in. They're probably trying to keep viable for next 4 years. All right, enjoy Tractor Supply. It's not just a Tractor Supply, it's a destination.
It is. She's getting dog food, and I'm getting pellets for my little outside fireplace thingy. Yeah, they might play them. You know, another 17 points, and they'll play them. So, but I think he's got three more games they can play him. So, 58, and you'd be on the defensive side if they put him out there. But, yeah, everybody knew that game was going to be a wipeout, and it's looking like it is. Isn't that like Ohio State's nemesis right there? That's the one that Ohio State usually worries about is Oregon.
Well, I mean, that's the one that matters. It doesn't matter in the new college football era. Michigan matters, but not like it once did. You know, so the idea nowadays is make it to the playoffs and then win. So, yeah, I expected that. Not seeing pretty much anything different. I thought he was 56. I looked him up. I thought he was 56. All right, I'm holding you guys up.
He could be 56. I might have it wrong. All right, chat later. W8FU.
Hey, that's me. I can say W8VD, and then we sign for each other? I don't know. W8FU.
I meant to finish the conversation. I'm getting old. Talk to you later, W8VD.
W8FU.
Hey, ATB.
Where are you and where are you going?
I am in Berkeley, and I'm heading back home. And I had a Ring camera alert earlier that the mailman was there, so I'll have to check and see if the package came.
Okay, well, I am getting on 75 northbound, and I'm probably going to run by Steve's, drop off that radio kibitz for a little bit, and by that time you should be home, and can let me know. In fact, I don't want to hold you up. If you've got plans or anything, I can come there first. And if it doesn't work out at all, that's fine too. It's not a big deal. But and even if it's not there, I wouldn't mind seeing it in operation.
Yes, no worries. Fine business on all, and feel free to stop by. It is plugged in. Yeah, you can, if you want to stop by on the way there or the way back, it doesn't really matter. I'm not going to have any afternoon plans. Like the Tigers play at 4, I was going to listen, but that's not a hard date. And we've got some family stuff tomorrow, but that's tomorrow.
What time did you say today's non-firm plans are? Did you say 4?
Yeah, I think it's a 4 o'clock game. I'll have to double check.
Ooh, that's cutting it tight, and then I'll be right in the middle of your game, so I could just meet you out there. If you're heading that way, I could just head straight there and go there first.
Let me assure you, the game is not a hard commitment. In fact, the VHF-UHF contest is this weekend, and it started at 2 o'clock, and I was going to dial around and see if there was any activity. So that may trump the game. Sorry, wrong choice of words. So whatever works for you is fine. But yeah, I'll be home about 20 minutes. I'm going to check the mailbox and see what's there.
All right, then I'll stay on the current plan to, look at that. Man, look at that bad rascal. They got a huge crane at the PNC building, all the way up to the roof. Yeah, we'll see if our antenna makes the cut. Anyhow, all right, then I'm going to stick with my initial plan. I'm going to go by, see the Murph, drop off the radio, kibitz for a little bit, visit, and then that'll give me an excuse to get rolling, because I want to be home in time for my game, which is coming later, but I got shopping I got to do and stuff like that, so I'll go see Steve, take care of that, and then by that time I'll catch you, and then all should be good.
Okay, yeah, that'll give me time to get a quick bite, too. No worries. I was not expecting it to be raining earlier. I missed that memo. Forgot to cover up the patio chairs the other night, and they were like, well, it's not going to rain for days, and it hasn't rained for days. Well, sure enough, it's raining, and they're all wet now. Oh, well. First world problems, right?
Oh, yeah. The things we complain about. But, So it's kind of cool at breakfast this morning. Steve stopped by. That was a rare occurrence. And I think I've been looking for someone to detail my car. And he says he's got a line. So looks like Steve's going to get my car detailed like I wanted, so let you know how it goes.
I got a plan B for you if you need it, Sean. They did my whole truck inside and out for 300. Let me know. W item.
All right. Yeah, I'll certainly, you know, want a link. Steve looked at my car today and said B2. There's some imperfections in the paint. He said that they could get rid of, you know, they could buff out. And he says it's a headliner to, you know, to everything. He says, you know, top to bottom, in and out. So, you know, but I've got a smaller vehicle than a truck, so there may be an economy of scale there.
Well, the other part of that is that they, my group comes to you. You don't have to go anywhere. They come with a complete trailer with a tank of water, generator, everything that they need to do it. All you have to do is just be home. So that's super convenient. Anyway, go ahead, Don. I'm out. W item.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of interested in either of those. I've been meaning to do something like that to this car for a while. I like this car. I had it at my dealer the other day. I have 75,000 miles, and I will have it for a bit more. I like it. But it's ready for a little hugging and love. That seems like about the right price. Done a little bit like that, and kind of have not a new car, but one that's all shiny and pretty. So yeah, let me know, Sean, how you like the. Who did you say it was, Steve? I didn't recognize the call sign you said.
Yeah, Steve, K-A-A-G-G-H, Eastside. He's on a double nickel lot. He used to be on here, but I haven't heard him on here too much lately. But he's often listening.
Oh, I do remember Steve, yeah. He talked to Don and Colin a lot when they were on the repeater. Very good. Never met him, but I would recognize the voice, I think, and do recognize the call.
And, you know, how long does Square Lake have to be on the right now instead of the left before I'm going to automatically be in the right lane? Way over in the left. Wasn't expecting it on the left, but I just found myself over there and I went, oh!
Yeah, we may, as I said, we may pass each other, but I think you're going to be about a bomb. 2 minutes ahead of me. On the woodwork coming up a long way. By the time I get to Square Lake, your light's going to be through. Way in your direction.
Well, you tell me which side of the stop you want to be on, and it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, why don't you say, if I'm second, you know, it'll give me a little time to get my act together at home, see if I actually have the thing, and maybe grab a quick bite. So that works for me, if that's okay.
No, that's good. I usually like to do the furthest stop first and then work my way back in. So a little further. All right, very good. I'm going to stick with my plans.
I will add, when you leave his house, you can't take Voorhees to my neighborhood, because Voorhees is closed between Telegraph and Orchard Lake Road. So just take Huron, M59 Huron, you know, heading toward downtown, and just turn right on my street. That's the easier way.
Good tip. I just switched over to Phil's machine. I'm assuming I'm okay.
Oh yeah, real strong. I can switch over there too. The 8BB.
W8FU.
K8BB. Yeah, you were getting just a little staticky on the other one, but 100% copyable. You're real clear on the site.
Yeah, I find it's pretty symmetrical. If I start to hear a little snap, crackle, pop in my receiver, I can
a gentleman reports that I got a little snap, crackle, pop in my being heard, so, which is nice. It's always nice when the transmitter speed are symmetrical like that. That's not even the right word, but hey.
Well, I just drove past Square Lake Road. Are you at the light?
I am at Woodward, and I'm just back of it at the light just before. I'm going through the intersection now, so you're just ahead of me.
Yeah, I looked for, looked at the light by the, by Woodward. I can look back. I was going to stop at the cigar store today, and I forgot about that, darn it. That'll be a tomorrow thing. I already passed it, and I'm not going back.
So what do? You go up Woodward up to take some route in that way?
Yep. Well, I used to go up Woodward to Auburn Road and turn left and go under the Phoenix Center, and then that turns into Orchard Lake Road. But they got that closed, so then turn left a little ahead of time, and you kind of zigzag your way south of the downtown thing, and they got that closed now for train track repairs, so I'm going to turn left on South Boulevard and go over by the old Pontiac Municipal Golf Course and go in that way until they close that, and I'll never be able to get home. I'll be like that guy that was on the MTA Boston Subway, that old song.
Speaking of which, getting to your place, you know, if you take Villaries is tough because you got to pull that pro left. And, you know, it seems to me that going straight across Huron is probably a smarter move.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, we always turn, when we come that way for years, we turn left into the neighborhood on Voorhees and then, you know, kind of come around the block and do a few right turns. Because it is a funky left. Ages ago, there was a no left turn sign there. There is at the other end of the street. You're not supposed to turn up there, but I think somebody took it out and it never got replaced.
God darn it. I'm never in the right lane when I turn onto Telegraph. So you got to be way farther over every time I screw that up. But we have survived, so there's that. Anywho, Murph posted something in the message, in the chat, and I wrote back, and I haven't heard him since, so he did a quick drive-by in the chat, and I haven't seen him since, so I'm assuming he's home.
Yeah, we have to wake him up. I saw some earlier, he had said something about doing some research and was able to, that particular radio had some way of opening up the Japanese banding for a little better coverage. So I hope that works for him.
Well, I saw where you could, you know, not take out a chip diode and, you know, it'd have full transmit, full receive, full transmit. And that would include, because it's got extended receive out of the box, the Mars mod, if you will. Then there's another one to enable crossband repeat. There were like two chip resistors. But in other BAM region-specific ICOM radios, even if you do take out those general coverage, you know, that do the Mars mod, it still won't let you transmit out of, it's weird, it's like it still recognizes the band limits, even though I can dial to those frequencies, like 144 to 148, if I take out, you can't even tune past that on the 706 unless you remove one chip resistor, and then you can tune up, you know, 146 to 148, but you can't transmit. Then you pull the general coverage, you know, transmit diode, and Now you can't, you still can't transmit from 144 to 148, but you can transmit at, like, you know, 16234, you know, or stuff like that. It's like, well, what the hell's the point of that? It's like, I guess, to legitimately use it as Mars, I guess, right?
Well, yeah. Oh, that's interesting. You know, I was thinking, you had mentioned that the 706 was the Japanese standing, and I thought that would still make an adequate weak signal radio here in the States. You know, if you're doing 432 all mode or 434 satellites or whatever, you know, 2 meter weak signal stuff or even satellites, that stuff's all under 146. So it's not useless, but you're right. A big part of its convenience and functionality of being a shack in a box is grossly limited.
Yeah, honestly, I would guess anybody who'd want one of those would be mostly interested in the all-mode capability, and that's fully intact. You know, you would lose the FM repeater stuff, you know. So yes, it has VHF and UHF, but you lose that. And they got some interesting limitations on HF as well. Like you can get where am I at here? Make sure I know where the hell I'm at. I get confused when I get up here. Oh, yeah, I know where I'm at.
I wonder if the HF has, isn't there an automatic 10-watt limit or something that's hard-coded in on 10 meters or 15 meters or something? I don't know, maybe not. All right, well, I'm about one traffic light away from my street, so I will sign out and, just send me a note or something when you're heading over later, or don't, just come knock on the door. All's good. WRFU-K8DB.
Yeah, I'm over here on, I think this is my turn coming up here. So, I'm not terribly far. So I'll call here or text or something when I'm leaving there, and give you some time to pretty much do whatever you need to do. K8DB W8FU.
What up, Sean?
Oh, just out running some errands. I got to go do a little shopping. And then get home in time to watch a football game at 7. All in all, that's about it. And, I didn't
forget about you. I've been meaning to get back with you. I've got something to say. And I want to make sure I get all the details down when I respond to you.
Huh, not sure what you're referring to, but okay. Yeah, we still got to get together for lunch soon. Next week should be good, except for Thursday. So there we have that. Sounds like you're doing a typical Saturday. Same here, just stuff around the house, got my kitchen duty done and stuff like that. Now I'm at my desk, which is a disaster. So hopefully I'll get caught up in here. KE8BSI.
Sorry about that. I'm navigating a little different route. I know exactly where I am now. I'm just turning onto, I don't even know what this road is. But I'm turning on the right road because I see the road I want to be on, just down the street there. No, you asked me about a triplexer, I have input on that. I didn't get back to you yet because I want to make sure I give you the right info.
Ah, okay. Already got one. Should be here shortly. Got a diamond one that just separates 6 meter and UHF-VHF.
Yeah, that's what I was going to research. I wanted to see if there was a triplexer that could do it. But I think that's what I did. I had a duplexer or a diplexer, I think. A duplexer implies something a little different. I think diplexer is the word I've seen used for the split across band segments. But a diplexer that was like HF and 6 and then VHF, UHF would handle the 6 meter stuff, and then you'd have to have a separate one in the VHF, UHF line to give you a separation of between VHF and UHF. So it's 2 and you multiply the losses and all that, but I would do the, it depends where you put the splits. But I think you can buy one that actually is a triplexer that actually will do all three, but I don't know what you pay for something like that. Anywho, that was some of the stuff that was in my mind I wanted to kind of get down and tell you about. But if you got something on the way and it's going to work for you, you're all good.
Yeah, I'm 90% sure I got it right. I did see the triplexer. But that gives me, three basic, one end goes to the antenna, and then I got three coaxes coming out of it for two radios. So that wouldn't work for me. So I got the diplexer, which, like I said, I got the one, there's one made by Comet and one made by Diamond. I got the Diamond one, and it'll split off, the 50 megahertz and the above that. So one goes to the HF radio and the other goes to the UHF-VHF radio. And I think it'll work. We'll see.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I thought you were, by what you wrote, I thought you were looking for something a little different. I thought you wanted 6.2 and 4.32, all separate. But yeah, that's absolutely what you want to do. And then you just, you run them both ways. You can have one radio go into two antennas, or you can have one antenna go into two radios. So you got the right one. The split between, with the split between 6 and 2, you can send me, the 6 meter, side to the HF rig, and then you send me VU side to the VU radio, so that'll work perfectly for you. That's pretty straightforward. You're good.
All right, cool. Thank you. Yeah, I ordered one from Gigaparts, and then I ordered it on the 6th. On the 9th, I called because they printed the label on the 6th, but UPS didn't have it yet, and they said give it another day. The next day, they emailed me saying they had nowhere to be found. They don't know what happened to it. But they didn't have another one to send me, so they wanted to swap it out for a Comet one. And I didn't feel like researching again, so I just said cancel the order. And I ordered another one, so it's coming. And then a couple days later, they called back and said, "Yay, we found it. It'll be there Monday." And I'm like, "Well, you're going to have to send me a return ticket because I don't need it anymore." So fun stuff with that. We'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah, sounds like it. All right, well, you got it coming. I'm waiting on a power supply. I got a little ICOM receiver. It's pretty cool. It's probably going to be on the block, but it's a DC to daylight all-mode receiver. It's an ICOM R2500, and it's got a really, really weird power connector on it, like a weird small coaxial connector. So I just ordered one on eBay. So then I can check that unit out and see what that's all about. But nothing new and exciting. Got some radio equipment I've been going through, and I need to get a pile of stuff for sale. I need to do a trunk swap, and I heard that was today, so I missed the boat.
Oh, I didn't hear about one today, not that I've been paying any attention. Sounds like a neat little receiver. 2500, I'm not familiar with that one. I've had an R7000, and I have a R8500, I think. The newer one of the 7000, I don't know. That 9000 you got going there, there you go for DC to daylight. But I just don't know how to use it that much. I've always wanted one until I no longer need one. It's crazy.
Yeah, so part of the deal that uncovered those 9Ks was an 8600, and that's what I really wanted. I'd been pining for one for some time, and an 8600 came up, and I figured it's the perfect, you know, I've got the 705, I've got the 9700, I've got the 7300, and I figured if I had the 8600, I'd have the, you know, I'd have the quad secta. But, you know, and so I was all gung-ho to get that, and when I went there, I noticed he had all this other, you know, equipment, receiver, the guy must have been just a crazy SWL, and, you know, that's why I just passed, you know, the information on those 9Ks along. But, you know, I got that 8600 and fired it up, and it's, you know, it's all that, a box of chocolates, but, you know, in the end, shrug, it's like, you know, most of your HF rigs these days will do most of that stuff. I don't know. You know, the digital mode and modes and, you know, and doing all the way up to, like, you know, three gig, you know, that's something. But how much is there to listen up there?
Right, okay. Yeah, I'm looking at that. I wasn't familiar with that one. I'm looking at it now. That'll give you the quadfecta. Yeah, that one, the 9700, the 7300. And what was the fourth one? I don't remember.
705.
All right. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so, you know, and now they're coming out with a new 7300. So that, but, anyhow, so I'm playing around with it a little bit. You know, time will tell if it's a keeper or not. But had to have one. You know, it's like anything, and then once you got it, then you're like, eh, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I hear you. Completely understand that. KE8BFI.
Hey, what else is new and exciting? Anything good today? I saw Chuck posted there's going to be a lark. Was it today or tomorrow?
Oh, that was today, and I missed it. I had a weird night of sleep and didn't really get up until about 10:30, which is really weird for me. But I was up for many hours during the middle of the night. So I missed it, but it was today. Finally finished my antenna project. I put silicone in the hole where the coax came through. That was the last little thing I had to do. There is one more thing. I've got a lightning arrestor in line on the coax to a ground rod. But I want to run another ground wire from the mast to the ground rod, so I ordered some parts for that.
Well, we're getting the stuff done. I've got to get my HF wire
straightened out. It looks like one of the legs spun, and I've still got some trimming to do on it. And then my second multi-band antenna, my 6-2 and 4-32 antenna, I got a replacement for it, the one that we took from Don's place. I'm going to replace that one I got. I never trusted that one I got. It's all covered in tape. So I'm going to swap that one out, and then I got to run new coax to it to get that up. That's what's been keeping me off the 9700. I haven't been on VHF or UHF all mode, you know, because that was the antenna I was using. It's not a great antenna for that, but it was the one I was using, so I really got to do that before the weather gets nasty. I've been sitting on it entirely too long. Maybe that'll be a project for tomorrow. Maybe that's tomorrow's. Yeah. At least that's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, it's almost crunch time for the winter stuff. I upgraded the ground rod on my HF antenna and the ground wire as well. And then none of my coax connections were ever sealed correctly. I did that on the HF antenna, the new one, and the both ends of the lightning arrestor. So everything's sealed. I am good to go. So I'm in pretty good shape. Got a little bit of tacking of coax to do in the basement to get it pinned up to the ceiling properly. But other than that, I'm good.
Just got on the highway here. Oh, man. Well, good. You got stuff done, man. What's my excuse? Always an excuse. But I'm good at them. That is my specialty.
Oh, don't feel bad. I do the same thing. I mean, you know how long I've had that mask, and you know how long I've had my HF antenna. So all that stuff, you know, has been procrastinated quite a bit. So if you do something tomorrow and you need help, let me know. I'm just kind of hanging. I'll be glad to help.
Well, I appreciate that. I think pretty much what I'm doing is kind of a one-man job. I wouldn't necessarily pull you down for no reason. I don't know, we'll see. If I run into anything that requires two, then I'll drop back and punt, figure it out from there. If it's early enough, maybe I'll call out. So, I've gotten better on the ladders, and I still can't do a lot with them, but I can generally get up to the point where I can just, you know, drop something about roof. Well, I can't get off the ladder. You know, getting off the ladder onto the roof is where I just fail. And even that, I can generally get on, but it's getting off the roof. I think if I had a ladder that went beyond, that went above, and then had hooks to hold it, you know, I know they sell those. They got these arms or something that kind of stabilize them on the roof. If I had something like that, I might be able to do it and give me the confidence, but I'm a sissy. Any wiggle at all, and I'm out.
Yeah, I hear you. Didn't have to get on the roof for mine. KZ8Z Dave helped me anyway. He did the climbing part. Not that I couldn't have done it, but he just zippied up and did it, so... and wasn't too bad, just leaning up against the chimney.
Did you use like those house brackets at near the bottom, and then just before it left the roof?
It's anchored to the stamped concrete on the ground, and then two brackets up the chimney. I don't know. I don't remember the exact reasoning of the spacing, but yeah, one about, I don't know, 8 feet up and then another 8 feet up, that kind of thing.
All right, and how high did you get it up? Did you get it all the way, or did you throttle it back a little?
It's a 30-foot mast, fully extended. I got it. I put it at 26 because I'm not guying it above the top bracket, so it didn't feel real good. Even that, bringing that extra 4 feet down, that's 2 feet in the tube for each section. That going to keep a good eye on it.
All right, well, my big one's a 40, and I got it all the way. And then all I'm using it for is for my fan dipole. It's a little bendy at the top, not in any compromise sense, but, you know, it does lean, you know, and I tend to use the legs of the inverted V, you know, to kind of like, you know, they're pseudo guys, so to speak. And then the rope that runs it up the lanyard, the turnbuckle, that rope serves as a third point. So, and they've held up pretty well under the worst of times. And the other one I got's a little shorter. I think it's the shippable version. So I've got the big one, and then I got the shippable big one. And let's see, where do I want to go here? Where do I want to do my shopping, Greg? I think I'm gonna go to Value Center. It's it sounds kind of like it's hokey, but a pretty good place. They got really good produce and meats and deli counter and all that. It's a weird name for a place like that. But you don't need to know about that. I'm just trying to decide where I'm getting off freeway here, and I think I'm getting off the next exit. That's why it was going through my mind. Sorry.
That's all right. Okay, so 40-foot inverted V, no actual guy wires, but no actual weight on the top either. So that's cool. That works out good for you. So, yeah, and you're familiar with it. I thought mine was a 40 until I laid it down and fully extended it, and so it's only a 30. I don't think I would have put it up that high anyway. So I'm real happy with what I got and how it's going.
They're pretty robust, you know, and it's all about how you got them bracketed. You know, I got mine bracketed near the bottom, and then I've got, you know, about a couple 3 foot off the bottom, and then I've got it bracketed again as high up as I could go. But my house is, you know, two-story, so the second bracket's up there, you know, a ways. But I still got quite a bit, you know, in dangling in the breeze up above. But, so I'm not too worried about it. Maybe I'll take some photos, show you what I got. But very good. I'm glad to hear you got it up. All right, I'm getting off here at 14 mile. I think I'm going to go to Value Center. And that's the easy way. That is right here at the exit.
All right, we'll get in there and navigate into the parking lot and get your shopping done. Hopefully I'll be at my desk a while if I can stay motivated to clean some of this up. We'll talk to you soon. KE8VSI.
All righty, we'll catch you later. W8FU.
NIAJ Mobile.
WDKLL-KFA-DIC.
KFA-CWF.
KF8DRC from NHWJZ600.
KF8DRC, go ahead.
Hey, Jack. Stand up here, down here in Cleveland. I wonder how you're copying. Go ahead.
That is clear, very clear audio. And signal is good. 5x9.
Hey, very good. Yeah, the repeater sounds really good tonight down here. So I was just listening on the other band there. It's kind of busy, so I thought I'd give you a shot over here. So, but just wanted to say hello, and it's been good Trobo DX sounding great down here. All the repeaters and everything. Go ahead.
Roger, you know that ducting all day today. I was talking to a guy last night from New York and Ohio this morning too. I don't know, the band is open all yesterday and today and day before.
Oh yeah, it's been going good there. So, hey, did you, happened to go to the big breakfast there, everybody getting together? Did you go up there and see everybody?
Yes, I was out there this morning. I ate a little bit and drank some coffee. And we were about 19 people today. I was surprised. It was a new people. I never seen them before. They came in. They wanted to be on ham radio.
Oh, that's great. That is awesome. I'm glad to hear, get some more people involved, that's for sure. So, yeah, that's really great you guys have that meeting up there. I don't know, maybe one Saturday I can get up there. That'd be cool, I guess. I kind of work on Saturday mornings right now part-time, so that's going to be hard, but that'd be fun to see everybody. But anyway, sounds good. How far do you have to travel to get to that spot where you got to go to breakfast, Jack? With?
Not too far. Maybe about 15, 20 minutes. You know, driving, you know, straight down this winter all the way to 12 miles from Harbin Road. You know, it takes about 20 minutes. No big deal, you know. And I always am there every Saturday. So, there's some new people, and some, you know, there's two clubs down there. There's Hazel Park, I don't know if you ever heard, Hazel Park Club, and Yashika Club. We'll all be there, two clubs at the same time, on Saturday.
Hey, okay, sounds great. Sounds like you got, done good there. Hopefully get some more hams or GMRS people into the ham stuff. That'd be awesome. So anyway, Jack, I'll let you go. Just wanted to say hello, and glad I got a hold of you over here on this great network over here. So always awesome to hear it down this way. So have a great evening, great rest of the weekend, and always good to talk to you. Talk again. And WJZ in Cleveland, I'll be clear.
All right, Dan, good to see you on this side. On this side, the band. Take care, have a good evening. KFA, Detroit Rock City.